Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cellular Healing TV. I'm your host, Meredith Dykstra, and this is episode number 156. We have our resident cellular healing specialist, Dr. Daniel Pompa, on the line. And today we welcome very special guest, Dr. Randy Michaud. Before we jump into today's topic, let me tell you a little bit more about Dr. Randy. Michaud is a chiropractic physician. He received his Doctor of Chiropractic from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Florida in 2007. Additionally, he has extensive training in cellular health and cellular detox. He is a speaker, husband, father of four awesome kids, and a Spartan racer. Dr. Randy believes that we each have a God-given purpose. As we seek to understand this purpose, we are led and guided in ways that strengthen both our physical and spiritual health. Welcome, Dr. Randy, to Cellular Healing TV. We have a lot to talk about today.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. No, we're pleased to have you. You know, we want to just always bring testimony to what we're doing. You know, we have a growing group of doctors that are doing something very unique and, you know, changing lives all over the planet. So, and you're one of them. So we want to hear from you, you know, but let's start. Hi. You know, you have quite a great personal story. Start there. I mean, what brought you into this?
You know, it's I was talking to Meredith before, and I went back and preparing for this, I went back to really 2011, where, you know, I'm 6'3", I weigh about 185, and I had dropped down to about 155.
Wow, my weight.
I mean, yeah, I was a red.
But I'm short. I'm 5'9".
And I didn't understand why. Here I am, a chiropractor. I'm doing all the things that I know how to do, but yet I don't feel like I'm digesting food. I'm getting migraine headaches almost weekly, if not every other day. I had to shut my office down multiple times because migraines were so severe that I couldn't function. I couldn't work. And went to a holistic doctor, and, you know, she essentially told me that your gut is a wreck, go figure, with all the things that I've learned now. And she said that you're on your way to colon cancer. And I'm like, I'm 33. How is this even possible? You know, that's something that people get in their 70s, not their 30s. And so for the first time, my wife and I were really exposed to the necessity of organic foods, of reducing sugar, of concepts with how the liver helps detoxify. And again, here I am thinking that I know a lot about health, but really realizing that I didn't know anything. Thought I knew a lot. And so this was the start of our journey in health. We made a lot of drastic changes. We cut out a lot of almost all the refined sugars. I was eating a super restricted diet, which, you know, you only do those things that restricted if there's a compelling reason. And, you know, my compelling reason was, I've got four kids. There's no way that I can let this thing keep going. And I've got a practice and a wife. And so that changed. So we improved. My health got better. Started seeing my weight gain, and got back up to my normal weight, 180, 185, and things were going along really well. And then 2014 hit, and, you know, my dad came in to the office probably 4 to 5 days before my 37th birthday, 38th birthday, and said, I've got cancer, and it's of the liver, and you could just, you know, my dad was former Marine, so he always had this look in his eyes of determination and I can conquer anything. But on this day, I mean, I can still, on this day, that wasn't there. There was fear, there was anxiety. I don't know what's going to happen. And I remember this was really a turning point for me, because with everything that, again, I thought I knew, I can't. How come I didn't see these things? Mm-hmm. As he went forward, he died 2 months later. And this was middle September, so he died 2.5 months later, end of September. And it just rocked all of us. And then I began to put things together, and I saw pre-diabetes. I saw things with autoimmune that, you know, looking back, I can start to piece things together. And so then I'm seeing my own self in that, like, wow, this is where I, you know, was maybe headed. And so things again had to change. And then if that weren't bad enough, my sister's health began to tank. And this is where I really met you and was introduced to True Cell Detox, was a doctor in Boise, Idaho, Dr. Todd. My sister was introduced to him. And I remember, I'll never forget our conversation where for the first time, she had hope because she was hearing, you know, she was talking about cellular inflammation and chronic inflammation of the cell and toxins and gut health and things that, I had heard of. And I had met you at a Dr. Fred conference and started following your stuff online, but still was such tip of the iceberg. But as I'm hearing things from her, I'm like, Jenny, you have to do this. I mean, this is everything that you need. And talk to Dr. Watts. And then he said, hey, there's this seminar coming up. You need to go. And I remember listening to you and hearing everything that about True Cell Detox and about ancient healing strategies. And it just, I've never been more like determined to, this is my path. This is what I've been led to. And it was truly, you know, it was where I was supposed to be, the right timing for me. Because I had had a short conversation with you, I don't know if you remember, but probably a year and a half prior to that. And I said, you know, I'm not ready to make these changes yet, but when I am, I'm going to call. And, you know, so now here I am, our whole family has made these phenomenal changes with cell detox. And my wife is doing this. I think she is more spot on than I am with things. And to see her health, found out she was pre-diabetic.
Yeah.
And completely has changed that. Her life has been changed. And then my life has been changed. You know, we talked about these Spartan races and the change that I've seen physically in myself in terms of recovery and stamina and mental clarity has just gone through the roof. And I'm getting to levels that I really only hoped for at best.
Yeah, I've watched your health change through this, you know, just implementing what you teach right now, what we teach. And I'll tell you, you know, there's your call. People are being called, doctors are being called into this because there is so many people that are experiencing exactly what you experienced. You know, cancer, you know, we talked about this on the doctor call today. I don't know if you were on the training call, but, you know, someone in our profession just had died. He wrote a book about cancer. Yeah. And people were taken back by it. Now, he had cancer 5 years past, and he wrote a book about conquering it. And I think everyone was stunned that he died. And when I was asked about it, I wasn't, not because I'm negative and not because I didn't love who he was. The guy was a world changer. However, you know, I said this was a deep-rooted thing, 30 years of, you know, bioaccumulating toxins in our flesh. And, you know, I know that he didn't dig deep enough long enough to those deep rooted tissues and really remove this source. You know, when you understand that we've been bioaccumulating toxins for the years that we have since our mother's, you know, womb, triggering certain genes, driving cellular inflammation, causing prediabetes, cancer, and, you know, everything else that we're suffering from. It's like, it's amazing that we all don't have cancer, honestly. You know, it's like, and I think that every one of the doctors on the phone, we all walked away from the conversation today more inspired, you know, to do multiple brain phases, continue to do brain phases. You know, I know even me, you know, it's like I do them. I just got off one, you know, a week ago, you know, it's like, but you know what? I'm doing them more frequently, you know, just knowing that the amount of toxins we're exposed to today, it's just unrelenting. And we live a clean life, but not to mention what you've accumulated from a child. You put all that together. You know, I'm telling you, Dr. Randy, it's amazing that more people don't have cancer, but you were headed down that road. You know, how has that changed you as a practitioner? You know, to know that you're bringing the truth you know, how's your headspace come? Because, you know, you've been changing lives now in this short time, you know, that you've been doing this program. I mean, you're making no difference all of a sudden. I mean, what changed here?
You know, there was, again, I go back to my dad and thinking that, not realizing all the things that he had been exposed to, you know, in Vietnam, exposed to Agent Orange, you know, growing up, he talked about running through the fields as they were spraying DDT. You know, it's a field of just white, running through it, thinking how cool it was. And, you know, us laughing about it. But, you know, these were the things that started, you know, decades ago with him, you know, as a kid. And so what's changed for me is this mindset of, you were running out of time, right? There's not enough time to delay and hope that something comes along, or hope that, you know, well, just let nature take its course. It's been this mindset change of if I don't change now, then are my kids going to have a dad for, you know, through my 70s, 80s, 90s, 100? Are they going to be around? And my wife, looking at her health, you know, it was the same. Here I am again, a chiropractor, and unrelenting back pain in my wife, and things that just weren't, I didn't understand them. And now that I see how, and I think you said it best, this bioaccumulation, it's not one thing. You expressed this so eloquently on the vaccines revealed that it's not just one. It's this whole accumulation starting in utero and building up. And really understanding that, and I mean, understanding it here, not here, this is part of it, but understanding it here is just, you feel compelled, I feel compelled to share, hey, this is what I'm doing, and this is why, and this is how your life can change, and really finding out, what do you want? Why do you want it? And so it's all been about mindset.
Absolutely.
And my mind wasn't always in the right place. I've always been one that wants to help, that loves to serve, but the belief in myself has not always been there. And you know, and I think this goes with healing the cell. You've said this, others have said this, that you are the five people you hang out with. Mm-hmm. And I had to take inventory of who am I, and who do I talk with most frequently. And I can say that that has changed, and that has changed me from the mindset point as well, not just health, but, you know, spiritually health, emotional health. It's gotten me to a much higher place so that I can sit down in front of someone, stare them in the eye and tell them, this is how you're going to get your life back.
Yeah.
This will get your life back.
No doubt. And confidence that you're bringing the real deal, confident that you're bringing something that no other practitioner is bringing. You know, when we look at the MTA or the multi-therapeutic approach, you know, we were discussing it today as a group of doctors. You know, it's like we know we have such a confidence knowing that we're bringing, you know, the answer. We can't say we have all the answers, but, you know, we have something so unique, you know, that nobody else is bringing. You know, now, what changes have you seen? I mean, you know, now that you're dealing, you know, I mean, talk about some of the cases. You do a lot of thyroid, you do a lot of, I think maybe, you know, diabetes, but talk about that.
Well, let me, if I can, let me start with myself, if that's okay. Again, here I am now, you know, this was back, so last year, last April, I had finished my fourth year of Spartan racing. I've got this bug that I love doing these endurance events. Even during the race, I find myself that I really enjoy them, but I would finish one and I'd be laid up for a week. I would have my legs would just ache, and walking upstairs, let alone trying to do squats or trying to train for the next one. It was, I wouldn't say debilitating, I think that's too strong of a word, but I had to rest for like a week, and I wanted to exercise more. I remember talking to you in April or May, and you had looked at my questionnaire, at my stuff, and you'd said, you know, here are some things I think you need to change. And the first one, ketosis. And you said, you have so much stress that you're putting on your body through these races that you have to downregulate inflammation. You have to get your cells stronger. And he said, and you said, you know, so get into ketosis. And I told Meredith before the show, I'm like, you want me to fast when I'm exercising? Really?
Yeah.
I remember doing that, you know, years ago, or, you know, on a fast Sunday at church and migraines and, you know, I'm in a dark room for 3 hours, but you said, no, do this and you're going to see the results. And so I'm like, okay, I know that he knows a lot more than I do and he's been down this. So I'm going to start. And I think that day I said, Jen, here's what I have to do, blah, blah, blah. I went on with it. And I think the first race that I had was maybe a month after that. And felt really good through the race. It was 15 miles. For those people that don't know what a Spartan race is, you have obstacles of, you're carrying 60-pound buckets of rocks, hauling 55-pound logs, wall climbs, climbing ropes, going through mud, and all these are on a mountain course. So a ski resort hill that we're going up and down while doing all this stuff. And came off that first race, and it was the first time that, one, I didn't have to eat anything during the race.
Yeah.
I didn't need these protein gels that I never felt good taking.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I felt like I was going to pass out in past seasons. And I'm like, this is really cool. This
fat is fat adapted. You were fat adapted.
So cool. Well, then I came off the race and my wife was like, you almost finished like, you know, an hour before you did last year at the same, she was shocked.
Wow.
I'm up walking, I'm moving, you know, I'm talking and she's like, you're different. And then I remember the next day we drove home from, I think it was New Jersey. We drove home that day, another 6 hours in the car. I got out of the car and was like, huh, legs feel pretty good. You know, maybe I can work out on Monday, and started right back into training and was like, wow, there's something to this. And, you know, so that was my first step. And then you told me, you said, well, now you're going to need this product to see ya, which is going to help with your performance. And it was funny because my wife in the background, she's like, he's sold. You said increased performance. He's going to buy it. And so just long story short, the races that I did last year, I finished each of them an hour faster than I had the previous year and didn't have this burn in my legs. I could walk up the stairs when I got home, back in my office on Monday, feeling like life is good.
Yeah.
Let's do another race this week. And I did three, you know, every 3 weeks this past year, I was doing a race. And so the recovery was huge. And what that helped me see was that, one, my cells were not in this chronic lactic acidosis state that I've learned from, you know, Dr. Darren and from you and Dr. Seyfried talking about that, which scared me to death when I learned about that. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, this is going on in me, this buildup. And so that alone has been really cool because it's encouraged my patients to say, well, I want to experience the same things that you are. Maybe I don't want to do a race, but we just see your health improving and how dedicated you are to it. And so that has been really neat to see, effect that I never expected or never looked for people to start making changes in their own lives.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you a different authority when you sit before a patient or a client, you know, having experienced it yourself, your confidence, you know, you come from a different place, man. I mean, honestly, you're changing lives like crazy now, you know, because you believe it, you've experienced it.
Yeah. So now when I look at it with the patients that I work with, you know, I think the biggest thing is one to listen. I had someone come in last week that she said, you know, you're the first person. She says, and I've been to holistic doctors, I've been to naturopaths, I've been to so many. But she said, with this approach that you have, you're the first person that's ever addressed my amalgams. You're the first person that's ever addressed the chemicals that I've been, you know, using for the past 30 years with my business. And she said, I never once thought that had affected me. And so this multi-therapeutic approach, as we're looking at how our bodies are changing, these toxins are killing us. It's a slow death, sometimes a fast death. And to begin to roll back the effect of toxicity on people, to see people start to lose weight for the first time in, you know, 30 years because they're releasing toxins, they can, their body can let go of fat for the first time. And then the energy that's changing, it's such a delight to have people come back in for their follow-up and be like, oh my gosh, people are noticing my skin's better and my hair's better. And I don't have this brain fog. It's like this curtain is starting to lift. And it's just amazing to see that. And here they've been stuck on Synthroid or, you know, something else like that for 5 years, and they just keep increasing the dose when, you know, their cells just can't perform. And we start to utilize this multi-therapeutic approach of working on the genes, working on their gut, working on their inflammation. It's like, there's just nothing like it.
And the changes are lasting because, you know, I know when I was getting my life back, you know, I could do certain things and I would go, oh my gosh, this is it. This is working, you know? And then a month later, I'm back to where I was. And then I'm on to the next thing and on to the next supplement and on to the, you know, and really none of it lasts until you get upstream and remove the cause, you know? And, you know, one of our goals always, right, is to educate people in this process. You know, but if you work upstream and you truly get to the cause at the cellular level, man, it's a lasting change. You know, your life is going to stay this way. You're not going to end up a statistic, you know? It's like our message, you know, I hope it falls not on deaf ears. You know, it's you experienced it, I experienced it, you know, we all have experienced it, you know, and we have a world to change because the world's, even in the alternative world, they're telling a different story. You know, people, human, wants that one thing. They do. They want that one darn miracle supplement or drug, pure, whatever it is, right? I mean, that's it. They don't want to really make the changes. They don't want to go upstream and do real detox. They don't, right. You know, but it's like that's what got your life back, you know? So Meredith, I'll open up to some questions for you. You know, thanks for sharing, Randy. That was, you know, amazing story.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, there's so much that we can talk about. And what I like to know sometimes is, okay, so Dr. Randy, you're implementing all these strategies, but what does that look like in the day of a life, in your life? So what are you, you know, eating for meals when you're training? What does that look like? What are kind of some of the supplements you're doing? And what's your detox plan look like right now? And can you kind of share some more of the nitty gritty so our viewers and listeners can have some more take home strategies?
Yeah. So, I mean, so one of the things that I've learned from you is this strategy of 5-1-1, right? Yeah. 5 days on of intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. And so what that looks like for me is in the morning, I wake up and it blows some of my friends away that I'm not eating breakfast. I used to think it was the most important meal of the day. But there's no breakfast. So I wake up and I love ASEA. I mean, it is, I start with ASEA and Restore. That is my breakfast, that and water. I won't eat again until around 1-2 o'clock. Sometimes it's not till I get home, 7:30-ish. But if I do have lunch, you know, often I'll have a big old plate of broccoli, put a tablespoon of butter on it, avocado oil, I'll have some meat, you know, I'll have some ham. With that, I know that pork is maybe not in the cell diet, but still like ham. But you know, that's kind of my lunch. And then for dinner, Jen, my wife, has fully embraced this. And so, you know, we're going to have something where it's high in fat, good fats. We'll have something like last night was a stew, and we had some new vegetables that we tried out. We were doing some fermented vegetables. We did some sauerkraut. I think first time I've had sauerkraut in 20 years and really enjoyed it. Like you, he said, hey, you can be happy. You're eating, you know, fermented foods tonight. And then there was a broth in that, bone broth. So, you know, those are kind of, that's kind of my day when we're intermittent fasting. And I'll throw in, you know, maybe in the mornings, even some coconut butter or some just grass fed butter in general. I'll just take a tablespoon and eat it.
Straight up. It's so good.
It tastes good, right? So that's my eating. And then in terms of cell detox, I've been following the, you know, the prep phase, the brain phase, the body phase, brain phase, and just doing cycles of that. Last Saturday, I started my another round of the on phase of that to continually detox. And I can tell that the first cycle of that was definitely, you're detoxing again. So I'm following that, and I might throw in some things for my adrenals because of just how much I'm exercising, and that and kind of the ASEA. So that's 5 days a week. One day I'll do a whole fast from dinner to dinner. And I really find that I love those days.
Yeah, me too. I love those days too.
I used to hate those days because within 3 hours I was getting migraines, had no idea that I had a blood sugar problem. I just thought, oh, everyone has this, right? And that's what they think, right? They think, oh, everyone has headaches.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's like, no, you know, I haven't had a migraine now for, you know, 7 years, 8 years. And so anyway, I digress, but I'll have that one day of fasting, and then I have my big eating day. And that's a chore. I've heard you say this before, Dr. Pompa. Yeah. It's like a chore to eat breakfast. And I have to force myself to eat before like 10 o'clock breakfast. And it's hard some days, but you know, I need to do that because I do find then that when I go back to intermittent fasting, that I'm more lean. You know, the 2 days following that, I'm like, I like my abs. It's
yeah,
it's cool.
It works. Yeah.
You know, so that's what I've done. And then I'll do phases of that. So right now I'm not fully, starting up. March is going to be where I really go full on into that. I would say this winter season, I felt like, you know, I think I need to stop with the intermittent fasting and just go back to 3 meals a day. During race season, I am full on in that ketosis state because I feel better. But even when I'm not doing full on ketosis, I'm still 3 meals a day, and there is a fast day. And I look forward to that fast day. It is a cleansing for me, both physically and spiritually.
No doubt. So when are you exercising? You exercise. Do you exercise first thing in the morning, mid morning?
I try to do mornings. I love the mornings again because of the things that you've taught me. That in the mornings, my growth hormone and testosterone are at their highest, and if I'm going to eat and spike insulin, then I'm not going to. So I love exercising in the morning because it even shoots that up that more. Not to mention, I feel like, hey, I've already accomplished something today. Like, for instance, today was a 3.5 mile trail run. No breakfast, hadn't eaten, and beautiful day outside. Finally stopped raining after 2 weeks here in Virginia. But the mornings are, I find the best time to exercise. It's just this more clarity. I know what I'm doing hormonally for the body, that I'm upregulating the hormones that are beneficial and reducing those that are not. And I think that's the mindset that has changed too, that I've talked about with people. This isn't about weight. It's about hormones and cell inflammation and reducing, doing everything we can to make our cells as healthy as possible.
Yeah. There's no doubt, you know, and on a teaching note, you know, that spike between 5:30 a.m. to 8:30, we get our highest growth hormone rise, testosterone rise. So, you know, working out in that range is a great time, you know, because you get that. And then working out an empty stomach, you get another growth hormone surge, you know. It's hormone optimization, no doubt. I mean, days I can't, I'll work out later, you know, but studies show that the people who worked out early in the day actually slept, it got more time in deep sleep than working out later in the day. So although I will work out later today if I have to, no doubt you don't get as good a sleep. So it does something again for the circadian rhythm, hormone rhythm, etc. So, you know, working out in the morning definitely helps.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Well, it makes sense from an ancestral perspective too, whereas, you know, back, you know, in ancient times, they would get up early in the morning and work and kind of go, you know, earlier in the day, but in the evening they would rest more. So it kind of makes sense from that historical standpoint too.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Dr. Randy, with your, do you have something, Dr. Pompa?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just kind of curious too with the fasting. So you shared a lot about intermittent fasting, but do you incorporate block fasting at all, or is that too challenging with your racing schedule?
No, it actually, I've done a couple of those. And again, scary the first time. I did it with whey water. But again, found that I really liked it. It was so, I felt energized, as opposed to a lot of people think, oh, fasting, lethargy, you know, no energy. It was really just the opposite. It was very beneficial. Now, during a race week, I won't. Maybe other, some people might, but I don't. I won't fast during, you know, when I know a race is coming up a week before. But, you know, during this off season, I've incorporated these block fasts just last week. It's almost 3 days, not intentional, should be, but it's almost 3 days of a block fast. I did have something at night, but still it was just very cleansing. And I feel that the benefit of that, especially after the race season and before, is to really, again, downregulate all the inflammation that we're accumulating daily. And that 4 or 5 day fast is so healing for the body.
Yeah.
And all my clients have felt better on it too. Maybe the second, the third day, they're not really enjoying that because they're converting from glucose to burning fat, but they come out of that and look back and they're like, wow, that really helps start to lift this curtain off me that I feel I'm not in the shadows anymore. I don't have this fog, or at least it's been lessened. So the block fasting is, I think, critical.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is critical. Especially the challenge cases that we see, without block fasting, it would be, almost impossible to downregulate some of the inflammation cycles that are there. And doing it while you're doing, you know, cellular detox, man, you know, it's obviously part of our therapeutic approach for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just curious too. So how has it been implementing the True Cellular Detox program in your office, as far as kind of maybe some testimonials or stories you want to share? So many people are reaching out more and more to our offices saying, you know, we're hearing about True Cellular Detox. They're so excited about it, but just kind of seeking some more stories and maybe some special cases or some conditions that really responded to it. I don't know if you have anything you can share that's, you know, you've seen in your clinic.
Yeah. And there are a couple of people that I'm thinking of specifically. And one lady came in and she had been started TCD, was not walking well. Lots of, in bed, probably 20 hours a day. And, you know, very, very little resources to draw from, started TCD. And I remember when she came back in the next month. So TCD, she was doing, I had her start in ketosis. I had her start intermittent fasting, had her do a whey water fast in the beginning. And she started the prep phase, and she came back in that first month and she had this huge smile on her face. And I'm like, okay, something's changed. And she said, I lost weight this month. And I'm thinking, well, that's cool. She's like, no, you don't understand. I haven't been able to lose weight for 10 years. And, you know, so that was huge for her. We increased some things that she was doing. The next month, and I'll just go to most recently, she came back in and she said, I think I can go out and get a job again. She said, I think I can go back to work because my energy is high. I'm feeling better. My joints don't ache like they did. She said, this is probably 80% less of this inflamed feeling in my body. And she said, I know that I'm getting my life back. And it's just been, it's been remarkable to see this change in her. And she's starting a brain phase, I want to say this next week. So again, she was really excited about that. She's like, I'm just so excited that I get to get this toxicity out of my body. And
yeah,
start to heal. And she knows it. We've got a couple that started this. They did it together and it was really cool. both of them, again, this was kind of inspired because they said, hey, we see all the races you're doing. We want to do something like that, but we're not ready for it yet. And they did TCD together, incorporated some of the strategies, and just felt their energy again start to increase, their clarity at work, the stress that they had at work, and both their jobs, very stressful. And they said, it's not bothering us as much. We're not feeling so just, you know, constricted because of the stress that we're feeling. And, you know, where our exercise is better, we feel better after we exercise, we're seeing improvements in our, just so many different things in their health. And so it's really, and everyone's experience is different. And that's what's so neat. They all have different things. They come back and say, this is better, this is better, this is better. And it's unique to them. And that's what I love, is that changing their lives, and many of them are saying, well, this is going to affect my family and their family. And it's generations.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. You know, it's funny. I had a client today, and she was saying, oh my gosh, you know, let me tell you about my husband now. You know, he was the doubter, and now, you know, he's doing this and this. That happens all the time. It affects generations, even the ones who are skeptical in the same house, because they start seeing the results, you know, of this one. And, you know, so, you know, that's funny. He got a hold of our TCD pilot challenge, right? He signed up unknown, you know, true story. And so, you know, here he was, the doubter, and he did it. And he's like been watching all the videos. And so now he's like harassing her, right? And he, you know, it's like, so you just never know how you're going to affect people, man. So it's a great thing. I mean, we live this life. We practice what we preach. You know, we all have our story, but, you know, we have a message the world needs, no doubt about it. There's no doubt. So thanks for bringing it, Randy. You know, thank you for being on the show and giving your testimony. And thanks for living it day in, day out. And every patient, client that you come in contact with, man, they need you, bud. So awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Pompa. And Dr. Randy, in closing, anything you'd like to share with our viewers or audience members who are listening, thinking about jumping into TCD, multi-therapeutic approach, want to implement some of the strategies, what would you say to them?
You know, I would go back to this 3% rule that you teach, Dr. Pompa, that it's a choice.
Yeah.
The health decisions that we make, the life that we want to have, is 100% a choice. Wow. And when you take that step, and I love this principle, it's a principle of the gospel, that you take that step and the Lord is going to light your way. You know, you might not see where that path is going, but you know that it's right. I mean, everything inside of your heart says, yes, move forward. But everything here says, but what if? Da, da, da. When we follow our heart and take that step, I love how the Lord opens up this path to us. And we begin to see, you know, not with our eyes, but we begin to see with our spirit that, yeah, my body and spirit, when they are more in harmony, my life is better. I see things, I feel things more intently. And so I would just say, take that step, follow your heart, as scary as that may be sometimes, and know that when you take that, this was my sister, you know, every reason to say no, but she took that step forward and it's changed her life and her family's life. It's changed my life. Big step. I mean, meeting you in Atlanta, huge step for me to take, but just take it. Yeah. And don't worry about necessarily the how, worry about why. Why do you want this? And how is it going? Why is it going to affect your life? Why do you want this improved health? And as you move forward in that, everything of what and how, those things are just going to appear. But we've got to make that choice and take that first step.
Now, well said, Dr. Randy, well said.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Randy, for being on the show. And how can people find out more about you?
So our website is advspinalcare.com. We're on Facebook. I do a lot of Facebook live videos on health and really love those. Again, advspinalcare.com. And just look forward to helping as many people as are ready.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Meredith.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Pompa. Thanks, Dr. Randy. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.